Today is November 11th. This is the second Wednesday of November group coaching call, and we've got Susan with us today. So, Susan, how have you been? We had a big, big session 2 weeks ago. How have you been doing?
You know, not too bad. I'm trying to even remember what we talked about in my session 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I thought it was big. Maybe it wasn't. It was about, you know, making yourself available without expectation of outcome to, I believe it was a young relative of yours, or two young relatives of yours, actually, mm-hmm. and then closing up with some indecision about a side of your business that you're hoping to make some changes to.
Yeah, and I haven't quite gotten there, you know, I mean, since I've already told people I'd help them through, you know, this open enrollment. But it's become one of those things that a few years ago I got certified for Medicare, and I realized in order to do well by my clients, I had to search all the formularies and all the networks for the doctors, and what should have taken, you know, just a, you know, 15, 20 minutes to find the right plan for them took hours to do. Finding that same experience now because networks have been so narrowed and, you know, formularies also have been narrowed. And so it's, you know, for people that have...
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I said people who have a lot of medications or chronic conditions, it's taken me a long time to, you know, figure it all out. Maybe I'm going above and beyond what I should be doing for them, you know, and basically say, you know, here are the plans I think are good for you. You go search and make sure, because the scary thing is even if I say, hey, it's on the formulary, it doesn't mean it'll be there tomorrow, you know, or the next day. You know, because they're changing their subjects change, you know, without notice. And, you know, it's just very, very disheartening and hard to deal with. And I've got some clients that don't give me information, and they get kind of pissy with me. And I'm like, you know, if you're not going to tell me what doctors are must-haves for you, how am I supposed to pick out, you know, the plan that you're going to be happy with? You know, and I've just come to realize some people are not going to be happy, period.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's true.
So that would be a question. How can you get...
You're cutting in and out on me, actually. I'm having a really hard time hearing you. You sound really far away.
I'm sorry. I'm multitasking because I have an appointment I've got to run out for. But what is the best way to kind of, you know, because I'm back working with a client I fired last year, but she never switched brokers from me. But I did at least, I counted well over 100 emails to this woman and telling her, you know, this is what needs to happen. And she'd come back like she never even read my emails. And eventually, you know, she just got kind of, you know, nasty and abusive. And I'm like, you know, obviously, you know, you don't think I'm doing the job you need done. You know, I think you'd be better off working with someone else. And she never did find the someone else, so I've still got her. But I'm seeing her do the same things to me. And I'm saying specifically, call Humana. The drugs aren't all on their formulary, but the majority are. But you need to ask questions because there's some drugs that aren't on any formularies, or you don't want to pay the premium of that company to get it. And so, you know, what's the best way to set boundaries with, I guess, potentially toxic clients?
Mm-hmm.
And so, we've got a lot of people that, you know, still need help, and I can't spend, you know, 8 hours in one case, you know.
I missed that last part. You did what?
Oh, I can't spend 8 hours on one case, you know.
No. Yeah, that's unreasonable. And you're right. And it sounds to me like as you're looking at what's important to you in your business, it really does come down to, you know, like we talked about in our last session, First of all, where's your wheelhouse? What do you really enjoy? What do you love doing? What's your favorite way to be of service to people? And second of all, even if it were something you enjoyed, which this isn't, but even if it were, how do you create the opportunity for the right kind of client when your space and time is filled up with the wrong kind of client? Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah. I've got several wrong kind of clients that, you know, kind of suck the life from me because they don't listen to what I'm responding back to them with. And, you know, it's kind of a chronic condition with them. I didn't realize that's how they're wired is, you know, they just like to throw things out and have me reiterate the same thing over and over and over.
Right. So this is actually really good because I think that whether it's clients or family or friends, neighbors, there's always going to come a time when we feel like we're being doing the smart thing and setting healthy boundaries, and yet we cannot make someone else honor them, right? So there's the logistics. Let's talk logistical things because I know those are your favorite piece. It's like, what do I do? And then we're going to go to the other side and really talk about what this means for you in terms of your personal work. So logistics, this is a really good opportunity for you to create a terms of service. Do you have that?
No, I don't.
Okay. So terms of service, basically it's that thing that we all say that we're going to, you know, we've read and we promise to abide by when we click and we want to buy something or work with somebody, right? But in there you get to say, look, these are the rules. So if, you know, you have a very clear thing set out, and you can do this, even though these people are already existing, you can create one now, send it out en masse to everyone and just say, want to let you know, here's my new terms of service. I particularly want you to pay attention to what happens when, or you don't even have to say pay attention to. You know, you can just say, if you have any questions, let me know. So that's the first thing. Make sure everybody's informed with your policy. What are your boundaries? That's what a policy is. It's, these are my boundaries, right? And you can put in there if it's determined by either party that this is no longer a fit, then these three things will happen. And you get to decide. So you can say, I'll be happy to find you a referral, or whatever your thing is. I mean, it doesn't have to be this specific thing. I'm happy to find you a referral. I'll answer your final questions. After those have been answered once, I'll follow up by phone to make sure that you have received the emails, and then if there is need for a third contact, that will be our final contact. You know, and you get to say, it's basically how do I, by paperwork, by proof, something trackable, how do I fire somebody? And then when they don't do their due diligence, when they don't take up the gauntlet and act upon their responsibilities, you've acted on yours, and you've done it in good conscience. Uh-huh. And then you don't have to respond. They can email all they want, but you don't have to respond. You've already informed them that this is what was going to happen, this is what did happen, and now that's it. We're not working together anymore.
Well, one of my concerns with that is no one ever reads terms of service. And they obviously don't even read the emails that are specific to their questions. So
it's true.
How would they ever, you know, read or know this? I also don't.
But once you've got it in place, you can go back. You can go highlight that, and that goes in your first email. You know, as per our discussion, blah, 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 you and I have determined this is not a fit. I think it's going to be great for you to move on. As per this section of the terms of service, I'll be happy to, you know, and you just reiterate, right? And if they don't read the email, they don't read the email. But you have something that covers your ass.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing I worry about is all the other clients that are good clients, because this is a small percentage of one. Mm-hmm. Want to send out something that, you know, is kind of negative. You know what I mean?
Well, it'll include other things, won't it? it'll be, you know, when we have, when there's paperwork to be signed, it's best to have it within a 24 to 48 business hour time frame, you know, turnaround. It's really the document I would go look at if I had specific questions about what it's going to be like to work with you. So it's not all negative. It's just that this section is a part of it. Mm-hmm. It makes your business official. It gives you something verifiable, trackable, totally covers your ass if there's anything either personally or legally that would ever come back on you for any reason. You'd be like, I did my due diligence. I followed the procedure I set out that everybody agreed to. But it's not all negative. If you read terms of service, a lot of it is, these are our business hours. Here's our scope of service. If you need something outside of the scope of service, happy to make a referral, or you need to find somebody, you know what I mean? It is really just a very clear-cut way to find out who you serve, why you serve, how you serve, and what happens when you decide you can't or don't want to serve.
Yeah. And, you know, because I'd want to run that by an attorney and all that kind of stuff. I don't have time to craft that right now. You know, I'm the chicken with my head cut off. And, you know, the thought of trying to craft that and send it out to all these people that are already overwhelmed with things just honestly is the last thing on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the second piece of it, isn't it? There's the personal work.
That's
really at the root of this, because if you had the bandwidth, even for the wrong client, you're the kind of person who would suck it up and do it anyway.
And that's what I do, and that's what I'm trying to do with her. And maybe it's, you know, just really laying it out and saying, because there's no guarantees that what I show today is tomorrow. And even on the Connect for Health website, they're saying, you know, we've got our best that we can with our search engine, but call and ask your doctor if they participate with this plan. But honestly, there's so many networks that even if you call the doctor's office, they'll be like, oh, yeah, Cigna. Oh, but not the HMO, you know, X plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not know what they're telling people either. And so,
right.
You know, it's one of those things, but, you know, I don't want people coming back and being pissy and saying, well, it's not there now. And, you know, because there are some people that will just look to bash me. And, you know, I've done everything I could for them. And so it's like, how do you get around, you know, those
people?
There
is no around. This is my scope of service. That falls outside of my scope of service. I've given you all the resources I have. I wish you the best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
If your problem is bandwidth, then worrying and belaboring all of these little details, that's sucking up your bandwidth.
Yeah.
Every high-level professional out there clearly states, maybe it's not in a formal term of service. You don't have the bandwidth for that right now. You can say it in your email. You can just say, When we started working together, I said this is my scope of service. This is no longer a relationship that works for both of us. I clearly don't have the resources that you want or desire. So everything you're asking me now is outside of my scope of service. And then that just becomes, I know it sounds brutal and I know it sounds cold-hearted and you don't want to do it. All of that being said, every email that follows is, this is outside of our current agreement, or this is outside of my scope of service. And you just repeat it, because as long as you keep trying, they'll keep asking. They want you to do it for them is what they want. They don't want the onus on them.
Yeah, and that's where I think you'll come back and say, well, why aren't you doing everything? And it's just like,
mm-hmm.
because it's into a freaking nightmare. And yet, I, you know, even if I search this all, I have no confidence in telling you, yes, that doctor will always be in network. I can't say that.
No.
And I don't, you know, and that's why I do want to put the onus back on them to say, you need to call, you need to check. She needs to talk with the formulary and talk with her doctor on getting through step therapy to get potentially some drugs out of formulary approved. You know, but that's not my job.
No.
gets your drugs approved. And, this is as far as I can go. And maybe, I think you're right. Maybe I just need to define saying, remember, I'm helping you with your health insurance. I'm advising you on what I feel is the best plan given your situation. I've gone a little bit above and beyond just because of the complexity of your case. But these are things I can't do, and that we need to partner together. And, if you can't do the partnership, then, that's stuff that I'm not willing to legally step into.
There you go. And that's all you have to say right there, that last bit. That's all you have to say. This falls outside of my purview, and I don't feel legally comfortable taking steps in that direction.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yay! So, on the personal side then, because this really is an issue of bandwidth. It really, really is. And this has been something that has been your work for a very long time. It's been healthy boundaries, with those really close. It's been healthy boundaries with clients. It's been, and really the whole reason we put, it's been healthy boundaries with your partner too, your spouse. So, this, when this work is ongoing like this, every new scenario that this comes up is a new chance to practice doing that thing that we know is good for us. So I want you to start a list. I want you to start a list that you, on your, on the vertical line, you're going to fold it in half, and that you're going to slice it down the middle, right? And on one side, you're going to write my work or my job, my business. On the other side, you're going to say, not my work, not my job, not my business. I call it Nunya. On my list, it's Nunya. And I want you to start thinking about the things you have control over. So if you actually have control over it, it goes in the side that is your business. If you don't have control over it, it goes on the Nunya side.
Okay.
And this is going to help you get super, super clear. If it's on the Nunya side, you learn to take your hands off of it.
So let's walk through an example with this. On my side, I feel, what I like to do is hear people's situation, hear how they use their health insurance, and, what doctors they want. And, I am asking, do you have any certain medications? Because I will take the extra time and make sure it's on the formulary as of now. But beyond that, I can't really do anything. So I'll say, for that person that has a lot of meds, let's go with this low deductible, low out-of-pocket max. You're going to pay more for it, but it's better than having the $6,800 out-of-pocket max that you're paying and paying and paying for. You are going to save money by being on this plan, even though it's costing you more.
Okay.
And, so I'm comfortable in making a recommendation or saying, you never go to the doctor, let's do a high deductible HSA compatible so you save on your taxes. Plus, you can, if you're in an accident, then, we've covered that bigger out-of-pocket exposure. And, so that's kind of the way that, I like to work is, kind of listen to what they say, make a recommendation, and I've been doing a little extra work for them.
Do you enjoy that extra work?
I do not, but I feel...
Then why are you doing it?
Because it's almost necessary at this point. Because if I didn't ask those questions and I stuck you because all these networks are narrowing... And maybe last year, Humana had your doc on it and you were happy as a clam. Well, this year they're not a network. And Humana, let's just do that again. And then all of a sudden you're going, well, crap, I'm not happy at all because my doc's not in my network and now I'm locked into this stupid company for a year, blah, blah, blah. So I really feel it's necessary to ask those questions.
Okay. So what if instead... If you don't enjoy that piece of it, but you enjoy knowing that they're making an informed decision, what if instead you created a document, the 20 best questions to ask your new healthcare provider or the 20 best questions to ask your new health insurance, and you could, it's got blanks in it. Do you have, if you have between 5 and 10 prescriptions, these are the questions you want to ask. You know what I mean? Like, you could create, it could be fun, too. It could be an infographic that you, now when you're networking, you go, you know what, I've got this really cool thing on my website. Come check it out. Now you've got their email, and you've got a way to stay in touch with them. It's called a lead magnet, actually. But it's it would be a way to allow, give them the empowerment to make an informed decision without setting the precedent that Susan's going to do it for you. Because what you're doing right now, and it's not bad if you loved it. If you loved it, golly, keep doing it. Set that precedent. You love doing the research, and you love, you know, but you don't. It's wearing thin, and it's creating an attraction. It's attracting the type of client that is lazy about their own health care. Not to be cruel, but let's just say it bluntly. They want you to make the decision, right? So
yeah.
One of the things you do really, really well, and this is a gift that you have, is you take these complicated subjects and you simplify them. You put them in layman's terms without making the other person feel stupid. I mean, this is really a gift that you have. So what if you created, and I know right now you're thinking, bandwidth, this is one more thing I've got to create. Yet, if you're creating space by saying no to these people, now you've got that space, time, and energy to create something that's going to be able to set a healthy boundary from the beginning without setting that precedent that you're going to go do all the hard stuff for them. Does that make sense? How does that feel to you?
Yeah, except how do I make that all happen?
It doesn't have to be fancy right now. You can start out with 10 questions. And you can actually, you know, start, when you meet somebody new, sit down and just say, do these make sense to you? I mean, it's similar to, gosh, it's similar to the work that I do. It's similar to the work that, you know, the doctors do. It's an intake form, basically, you know. Does this make sense? You're going to beta test the information. Does it hit home? Does it empower you? Do you feel like you could pick up that phone and ask those questions? And you can start out super simple, just a Word doc. It doesn't not have to be fancy right now. And as you start to get feedback, you can fill it out and make it a little more robust. When you're ready to have it as something that's downloadable on your site, you can look into a plugin for your. Do you have a website?
No, I really don't, because I'm securities licensed.
Right. So you could say, you know, give me your email and I'll email you this thing, right?
I do have a list of about 10, 12 questions, because I wanted people to kind of give me everything they had, and I wanted it on like one sheet of paper so I didn't have to dig through multiple places to find, okay,
smart,
how many dates of birth and stuff like that. I'm just like, this will help me serve you better. You know, fill this out. Tell me what you like about your current health insurance, what you don't, any must-have medication, you know, pricing points. So I've got them to give me the answers of what they want and need. So, you know, that is
so that's,
helpful.
That's helpful if they decide they want to work with you.
Yeah.
If they are just going, I don't even know where to start, and you are the resource, you're the one, like, you know what, don't worry. Whether you work with me or not, give me your email. I'll email you this list of questions you can ask your insurance broker. And there's a thing of questions on there you can ask the actual healthcare provider. And there's a, you know what I mean? Like, you can give them all of those things. And then you can, oh, by the way, if you do want to work with me, go ahead and fill this out, and we can team up and do some of this together.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think, you know, I mean, that's the key thing, is if they complete what they're supposed to complete, then it makes life very, very easy. But, you know, don't do what they need to do.
Yeah. And if they don't, they're not your ideal client.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So on your list, on your this is my business, this is their business, on your list, you can hear them out. That you can do. You can provide them with resources. That you can do. I'm going to take recommendations off of here because you can choose, but I'm scratching it off the list I made, because that's not something that is filling your bucket of energy right now. It's diminishing you. It's not replenishing you. So instead of recommendations, you can give them tools. This is a list of questions you can go ask. Really, you're giving them empowerment, or at least the opportunity to be empowered. Whether they take it or not is on them, but at least you're giving them that. So those things go on your my business side.
Yeah.
Nunya, not my business side.
It doesn't take me long, you know, and that's why I'm saying. But, yeah, that's what I just need to come back to, and then just say, you know, you need to fill this out for me to work with you.
Yeah.
Pure and simple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
And you can even say, I'll follow up in a week with an email, but then I'm not going to bother you after that. You can set that precedent, you know?
Yeah.
Look, I'm here to partner with you if you're ready, but I'm not going to nag you. I ain't your mother.
Yeah. And I want to know if it's status quo, you know, if your plan is changing, you know, if your plan is changing, make sure your docs are still on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to empower some of the people that can do things, you know. I mean, I'm happy to comparison shop for people and say, hey, you realize Kaiser's doing these virtual visits now without a copay, you know, and some other things that, you know, might make them realize, hey, maybe I should check this or that out. But, yeah, I think you're right is, you know, I'll send people that I've sent the questions to twice and say, you know, in order for me to service you, I want this information. I need this information. So,
yeah.
You know, please, you know, respond, you know, and I'll work through people as I get their answers.
You know,
but we've got to get this done by the state. So,
yeah.
You know.
And with grace and ease, right? Because what you're being able to do is you're saying you're creating, you're no longer, when you do that, you're creating the people that are ready to take responsibility. You're no longer attracting or creating the opportunity for people to ride your coattails or to expect you to caretake them through this process, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good stuff. And remember, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I want your and remember.
Okay. And remember, that's the outside stuff. That's the stuff we can do. Those are the logistics. The inside stuff is a regular check-in. Is this even anything I have control over? Can I make them fill it out? Can I make them take responsibility? Can I make them accept my help? Can I make them be grateful? Can I, you know, you can't do any of those things. Those go on the Nunya side, and you practice letting those go. They are not representative or reflective of your value in your job. They simply are not. And the more you differentiate those, the more your belief system will come into line that you are working hard for the people who are also working hard, period.
Yeah.
That's where you're in alignment. That's it.
Okay.
No excuses, no reasons, no justifications. It doesn't. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do.
Okay. What came up for you as I said all that?
No, it's just, you know, I'll do this work for you, but you've got to do this work first. Because otherwise, if I don't know answers to questions, you know, I'm just making up my own assumptions on what you want and need. And so if you want my help, this is what I need to do, because otherwise you're not going to be happy, and then I'm not going to be happy.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody going to be happy.
It's so true. And you get to choose your language. So this goes on that you have the control over this, right? So rather than I want to help you, but it's I want to help you, and I'll be able to do that when I receive this questionnaire, and not but, right? So you get to keep putting it in this really positive, really empowering, and you're good with your words. I probably don't even have to tell you that, but just a reminder, it's we get to frame it as a partner, not as a I'm only going to do this if. You know what I mean? Like there's a little shift when we choose and over but. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, I get you. Hey, I've got to run out the door in a minute here, so
okay.
Great chat with you in a couple more weeks.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Take care. Let me know how it goes.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care, honey. Bye-bye.